says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
We're going to do any fishing up here in North Dakota. Pretty soon it's going to be ice fishing. This is James Kelso in North Dakota, your host on the Trump Phenomenon this December 21st, 2016. Thanks for tuning in. It's a live show. We always have live shows, and we have a lot of them. Six shows a week here on RBN, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. The Trump Phenomenon, sponsored by the American Freedom Party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. Our Sunday program, 3 hours from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and we've given that one the title, The American Freedom Party Report. But they're all shows about the same thing, about our patriotic cause, and they're all live, and we invite you to call in. We have three of us here who host the program for you. I'm James Kelso. We also have George in Maryland. George, are you with us?
George is here.
And Paul Fromm beams in his wisdom from Canada. He's based in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And he may appear when he's able to be on the show. He will appear from all sorts of areas of the world, maybe the most traveled man in the patriotic cause. That's Paul Fromm.
Hey, James, I have one of Paul's articles I've been desperately hunting for about the Middle American radicals. So sometime during the show, we'll read a couple of lines out there. It's a very good analysis about how and why Trump has won and why he is so popular among people like us.
Well, if you're ready to go with that article, if you got it there in front of you, this would be a good place to start.
Well, I'll do that. I know there's other headlines today, but it's something I did want to talk about, James. We were talking about Donald Trump and certain advantages that the man has that the rest of us don't. And Paul Fromm sent me just a magnificent article, Throne, Altar, and Liberty, the Triumph of the Donald. And it's essentially a royalist Canadian. Great, great article. But cut to the chase here. What I liked about it, he's talking about the things that made, you know, Donald Trump actually, you know, win the election, to do the things that only he could do. But we talked about him being a billionaire, and I agreed with you that, you know, merely being a billionaire, that, well, that really isn't the qualification. It does protect him a lot more than it does the rest of us, because he is able to say things that we can't say without threatening our livelihood. I mean, no one's going to fire Donald Trump. They're not, you know, he has the best attorneys in the world. He calls, you know, he called Donald Trump a racist, and that's like, you know, Don Quixote spitting at the windmill. But the article did mention, you know, Trump was, he is the host of the popular reality game show The Apprentice. He was a world-famous celebrity and not someone who could simply be silenced or ignored. Yeah, I'll go with that. And it says Mr. Trump had a combination of sincere patriotism, sheer egotism, and unrelenting determination. I think sheer egotism is a cheap shot. I think it's really real confidence. You know, and there's another line saying he was extremely wealthy so that he did not have to rely upon financiers. to whom he otherwise would be indentured. Well, he not only did not have to rely on them for money, he also had, going back to what I said before, you know, uniquely, Donald Trump could open fire on anyone he wanted to, and he did. So he was essentially making the attack that all of us middle American radicals have been dying to do forever, and he did it. Perhaps not as viciously as some of the folks, you know, on the fringe of our movement, but he did it. I mean, there's no getting around, and he is attacking the powers that be, the entrenched bureaucracy, the money power, daring to close the border. He was infinitely politically incorrect, and his platform and even little pieces of it could drive the average patriot into bankruptcy. You know, we could people would lose their jobs for saying that. He was able to do it and maintain his employment. So I really wanted to thank Paul when he comes on the air. James, I know I sent this to you. It was performed on the 9th of November, so it was the day after the election. But it was delicious that somebody put it into words that, yeah, Donald Trump, to do this required a particular combination of credentials which only Donald Trump possessed. So it truly is a cosmic phenomenon. He had it all together. There are other billionaires who could have withstood the attacks, but they didn't have all the other things Trump had, and they weren't sincere patriots. And there's many sincere patriots who believe as Trump does, but they can't, you know, they can't stick their neck out because they would successfully be chopped off. So,
well,
that's what I had to say.
Well, beautiful. Well said. What stands out to me as the number one of all those things you talked about, the number one thing that propelled Donald Trump almost instantaneously, he came out and challenged. Jeb Bush was the leader. Rand Paul was the leader. Rick Perry was the leader, if you remember, folks. In July of 2015, when Trump entered the race, he was vaulted into the first position in the polls by the people, by us, within a matter of weeks. And what struck me was that what he did that really made him unique was he put first and foremost, secure our borders. And he symbolized that with a wonderful, wonderful, visual metaphor, build the wall. He also, and then down the list, everything that Trump has talked about in this campaign, he didn't pick any losers. All of his issues were things that patriotic Americans are passionate about. And it's kind of mind-boggling that other politicians have not done this. Why hasn't some other politician taken those issues, made them into his platform, and then run on that as his platform? Really, I can't recall anybody on the national stage who has done that. I'll give you an example of somebody who failed to do it and who therefore did not take off. Ron Paul could have taken off exactly as Donald Trump has taken off. And he could have taken off 8 years earlier in 2008. And those of us who were urging Ron Paul, you know, we felt this was the takeoff issue. Ron, you've got to say secure the borders. Ron, you've got to say we got to stop the immigration invasion. And there were those of us who spoke to Ron Paul personally with this message, trying to get him in vain to take this issue. Now, Ron Paul doesn't have money. He doesn't have, you know, that much fame. Certainly didn't in 2008. And I think the reason Ron Paul did not take off. He did okay, but he did not talk about what American patriots care about the most, which is that their country's being invaded, their jobs are being stolen, and they're being dispossessed. So to me, it's sort of a follow-on. There was Ron Paul, that was a revolt. The follow-on was Donald Trump, and that was a revolt where Donald Trump got it right. And I think that was...
Hey, James, I'm with you. We think about the smoking heaps of defeated ideologies and people behind. Let's enumerate them a minute. The neocons. You agree? The neocons lie in ruins.
Yes.
The ultra-left wing, basically, lies in ruins. The country club establishment Republicans, or whatever you want to call them, they lie in ruins. But there's somebody else right now. There's another group that's even more lie in ruins, and that is the Glibertarians. Glibertarians, well, yep. You know, I've railed against them. All you got to do is pick up lewrockwell.com, read it. Read it 2 or 3 days, and there's a strong message in there, white man stinks. It's in there. And yeah. They rail and rail and rail about us evil white, you know, patriots who want to keep our country and are, you're not thrilled about having, you know, all the other races come in here and blow stuff up and kill people and rape and pillage and burn and destroy all of our, you know, 280 years of traditions. But absolutely forbidden to say any of that in a libertarian blog or whatever. And the most virulent of them was my good friend Llewellyn Rockwell. I stopped reading him 7 or 8 or 9 years ago. And guess what, libertarians? You are worthless. I hope that some of them will convert to our side, because then they won't be worthless anymore. But what's talk about throwing away your vote or wasting your time is giving money to the Campaign for Liberty or their good friends in the Green Movement. They've been beyond disappointing, James.
Well, you know, if I had to point to what's the central fallacy on which, libertarians, you know, there's a range of libertarians, and I've had times in my life, you know, I've considered myself to be libertarian in views at various times. So did Paul Fromm. Certainly would not call myself a libertarian. But the central fallacy that really makes libertarianism not workable in our current plight is that it's a view of the world as a matter of economics. And whereas nationalism and patriotism for the average white man and woman in America, it's about keeping our family, keeping our race, keeping our people.
It's also that way for every other country and every other race. So all the races in the entire world are nationalists. Anti-nationalists are, you know, we know who they are, the international banking community, and they want what we got. You know, they don't particularly care about, you know, they don't want to steal Nigeria. They don't really want to take over India, but they delight in taking over North America.
Yes, and we're going to talk about a man in a moment here, Peter Navarro, who is just illustrates some of what we're talking about. George and I, he was just named as a director of a new position by Donald Trump, the director of the National Trade Council. And Peter Navarro, who's about my age, he was born a year after I was. I'm 68, so he's 67. He's a professor of economics and public policy at the University of California, Irvine. He's got a PhD. In economics from Harvard, and a very interesting, instructive choice by Donald Trump, because Peter Navarro is not a liberty in the abstract thinker. He is not a devotee of this idea that liberty in the abstract, this abstract, is that is not for him the Holy Grail. And that's where Ron Paul fell down. And it's, I guess, the gulf of misunderstanding between Ron Paul and Donald Trump is that Ron Paul just doesn't get it, that being a nationalist and being tough for your people is not being a bully. And that's what Ron Paul called Donald Trump early on. He called him a bully.
James, all over it. I have to jump in and add to, you know, put a shine on what you just said, and Peter Navarro, and the libertarians are so militant that absolutely under no circumstances will we ever support protection of American jobs or anybody else's. It should be an entire, total, global free-for-all. And, you know, and I told Henry Hazlitt's book, my God, it was written practically in World War II. And, you know, there's 70 or 80 pages of him pleading on his hands and knees, please believe me that protecting your jobs against the rest of the world is wrong. It's evil. You should be able to, you should have to compete against, you know, the poorest person in Burma who's never utterly illiterate, can't walk, has no shoes. He should be able to compete with you tooth and nail. And they won't give it up. And, you know, God bless it, as Mr. Navarro takes over the Trade Council, all I want is protectionism. Give me protectionism and give me debt.
Now, Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago just appointed Peter Navarro. I'm going to talk about him here over the next couple of minutes. Give you an idea. As I say, it's instructive. Out of all the people in the world, Donald Trump turned to this man that, you know, folks are not familiar with, Peter Navarro, but we're going to learn about Peter Navarro. Now, he's in charge. Donald Trump has said he is going to be in charge of a tough policy with China. And, of course, that's the big dog on the block. If you have
policy. I mean, they're eating our lunch.
Yep. Here are some books. Let's look at Peter Navarro. His latest book, published in May of 2016, Warning Order, China Prepares for Conflict, and Why We Must Do the Same. And I can tell you what Daddy needs to do right now. That five-year-old voice you hear is my son. He wants to get into the broadcast. George, can I turn the microphone over to you for just a minute while I help the little five-year-old fella out? I'll be right back, folks.
We will do that.
Okay.
So Peter Navarro will show up on the scene, and we're going to have a trade council. That's a good thing. I thought we had a Department of Commerce. I guess that doesn't qualify as a trade council. But then I know too much about the Department of Commerce and the people who were there. They are the Department of Falsified Economic Statistics, and they've done a great job in the last 35 years of giving your jobs to China. Isn't that wonderful? And it is still the People's Republic of China. It is a communist government. They are the same people from which millions of people tried to escape and were unsuccessful and were killed. And they underwrite the North Koreans. And they generally are hostile to us. And they're hostile to us by gladly accepting our jobs on a silver platter, all of our factories and everything else that went over China, so that raw materials can cross the globe to China and then spend 4,500 nautical miles going from Shanghai to Los Angeles so that we can all have nice Chinese-made products and undercut our industry. What a brilliant system. I'm so pleased, and so we are so lucky as Americans to have had 30 years of this. I'm glad at least Ross Perot had something to say about that. But it stinks. It's got to go away. Get rid of NAFTA. Get rid of GATT. Get rid of the Pacific and a whole bunch of other things.
Yes.
Yes. So I was railing. I'm with you, James. I'm not a fan of China. They've been, you know, waging economic war on us with both of our hands tied behind our back. I'm not real pleased about that.
Let's take a look at Peter Navarro's books just for a moment here, and you will see how this is illustrated in his books, that he understands this. Here's a title from May of 2011, Death by China, Confronting the Dragon, A Global Call to Action.
Did he really call it Death by China?
Death by China.
Can we get this man on our show, James? he's right!
He says, the world's... Here's the blurb at Amazon. You can get the book hardcover. Wow, this is a collector's item now because this is now $97 in hardcover. Ooh, wow. Okay, I'm going to have to look at that. But you can get a Kindle for $15. And we'll talk about this. Death by China, right after this short break. Stay tuned, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Yeah, that's the driving beat there. That's the clickety clack of the Trump train barreling down the track. Today, Donald Trump appointed Peter Navarro as the director of the National Trade Council. And I'm going to use this to illustrate what a profound thinker we just got in Donald Trump. And, here it is. Here's his book, Death by China. And here's the blurb at Amazon. The world's most populous nation and soon to be largest economy is rapidly turning into the planet's most efficient assassin. Unscrupulous Chinese entrepreneurs are flooding world markets with lethal products. Chinese perverse form of capitalism combines illegal mercantilist and protectionist weapons to pick off American industries job by job. China's emboldened military is racing towards head-on confrontation with the U.S. Meanwhile, America's executives, politicians, think Lindsey Graham, and even academics remain silent about the looming threat. Now, best-selling author and noted economist Peter Navarro meticulously exposes every form of death by China, drawing on the latest trends and events to show a relationship spiraling out of control. George, isn't that poetry to your ears?
I wouldn't leave out William Crystal. Man, I've never seen a neocon who didn't foam at the mouth and jump with joy at the idea of China just raping the United States and relieving us of all of our wealth. And that's precisely what they're doing, and that's what they've done since Ross Perot talked about the giant sucking sound.
Yes. The let me just see if here we've got a let me just take a look at the table of contents, but I'll get this book. I'll be getting a copy of this.
Sure sounds good to me. But I was railing on, if we have a National Trade Council, then why do we need a Commerce Department?
now listen to this. Listen to Donald Trump is on to this. This is the perfect appointment for him. Weapons of job destruction. This is from the book, Death by China. Death to America's manufacturing base. Why we don't play or work in Peoria anymore. That's chapter four. Chapter five, death by currency manipulation. Crouching tiger, nuking dragon. Chapter six, death by American corporate turncoat. When greenbacks trump the red, white, and blue. Chapter 7, death by colonial dragon, locking down resources and locking up markets around the world. That's, you're talking about China in Africa, George. And then here's chapter 8, we will bury you, Chinese style. Death by blue water navy, why China's military rise should raise red flags. Chapter 9.
James, I like it so much already. I mean, we ought to just read the entire book one day on RBN. Or spread, yep. Read installations until we read the whole book. You're all over it. Thanks, Mr. Navarro. You're writing what I'm thinking.
And remember, folks, this is important to us. Why? Because Donald Trump just made Peter Navarro the head of the National Trade Council, a new position just created by Donald Trump. So look at the genius of the people from outside of the system, outside of the the beltway that he is bringing in. Chapter 9, death by Chinese spy, how Beijing's vacuum cleaners, in quotes, are stealing the rope to hang Uncle Sam. A lot of mixed metaphor there. Chapter 10, death by red hacker, from Chengdu's dark visitors to Manchurian chips. Chapter 11, death by Darth Liu. Look, Ma, there's a Death Star pointing at Chicago. Well, I would like to find out what that chapter is about. And then here he writes, A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Chinese Gulag. It's a takeoff on that book, A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Chapter 12, Death to a Big Planet. Do you want to be fried with that apocalypse? Chapter 13, Death by Chinese Pogrom. When Mao met Orwell and Deng Xiaoping in Tiananmen Square. This guy really knows his China. We got a little break coming up. Tim in Wyoming is hanging on the line, and we'll have you right after that break, Tim. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. PPAH.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"We're back, folks."
Any man can be a fool.
And we've got a caller on the line here at the Trump Phenomenon program. Tim in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, James. Hi, George. Nice to talk with you too. I'm glad to hear that you're mentioning gold. I was talking with John Stapmiller on his show earlier, and you're mentioning economics, rather I should say, and the first thing we need to do. He was talking about this. You were talking about this too. The bankers are the real issue, because so many people in this country are ignorant of those facts. They're ignorant of the fact that we need to have a clear nonfiction economic policy in our country, and we need to have education regarding that. And we're not giving it. The schools definitely are not giving it, and the kids today don't want to know. I mean, maybe your kids, your kids, James, and mine. I'm trying to work as much as I can to wake them up, but at the same time, it's rough. It's a rough thing. We've got to, we have to educate everyone. Everyone has to understand what reality is rather than fiction, because that's the biggest confidence game ever played on our country, have real money right now.
Tim, here is the, as I said, when it became clear that Donald Trump was our next president, on November 8th, you know, midway of the show there, between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. As soon as I turned off the microphone, I went upstairs to tell my 5-year-old boy and my 11-year-old girl, your life just got asleep. But I woke them up to tell them, your lives just got immensely better. And the, you know, when we talk here about Peter Navarro and economics and jobs and protecting America, and you talk about getting connected to reality, this is the great thing that Donald Trump is doing. You know, we've been led, Tim, down a this fantasy road of the left into a never land of greater and greater unreality. Donald Trump is just like a great cold shower of, you know, his whole campaign. That's what it's been. And you know, America has awakened. Not all of America, of course. We're a very, very divided nation. The idiots, we have to confront the idiots. But Donald Trump, amazingly, is going to be able to point people like Peter Navarro to bring things back into the real world. You know, Donald Trump described the relationship with between China and America as the greatest theft of jobs in the history of the world. And, right. You know, town to town, state to state, Donald Trump would open his speech. He'd have a statistician look up the figures on, you know, each town he was in. He said, well, let's see. Since the signing of NAFTA, you've lost one-third of your manufacturing jobs in this town. And town after town, that's the story. And where did those jobs go? They went to Mexico and they went to China. And, right. The, you know, as if this is somehow...
Sometimes,
you know,
in Canada, though.
Yeah. The, let me name another book for you, Tim. This is a book, another book by Peter Navarro. And the good news here, folks, is that this man is going to be directing our National Trade Council. So now we're going to get reality. Here's a book entitled Crouching Tiger. Let me look at the subtitle closely. What China's militarism means for the world. And here's the blurb on that. This book provides the most complete and accurate assessment of the probability of conflict between the United States and the rising Asian superpower. It lays out an in-depth analysis of the possible pathways to peace. Written like a geopolitical detective story, the narrative encourages reader interaction by starting each chapter with an intriguing question, blah, blah, blah. Based on interviews with more than 30 top experts, the author, Peter Navarro, highlights a number of disturbing facts about China's recent military buildup and the shifting balance of power in Asia. The Chinese are deploying game-changing carrier-killer ballistic missiles. Some of America's supposed allies in Europe and Asia are selling highly lethal weapons systems to China in a perverse twist on globalization. And on the U.S. side, debilitating cutbacks in the military budget send a message to the world that America is not serious about its pivot to Asia. In the face of these threatening developments, the book stresses the importance of maintaining U.S. military strength and preparedness and strengthening alliances while warning against a complacent optimism that relies on economic engagement, negotiations, and nuclear deterrence to ensure peace. So that's another of his books. Let me just go to some of his other titles. Because this we're now going to have a real thinker and a real patriot setting American trade policy. I mentioned Crouching Tiger. Here's one entitled The Coming China Wars, Where They Will Be Fought and How They Can Be Won by Peter Navarro.
Right.
Then I mentioned Death by China, and there are some other books here. Waking Dragon, The Emerging Chinese Economy and Its Impact on the World. So this man, unlike, you know, who did Obama appoint as our trade and other ambassador to Japan? Carolyn Kennedy. You know, Donald Trump is putting in these positions people who, remember, you listen to his speeches, he says, these people don't know what they're doing. He would say that over again. They don't know what they're doing. Well, Donald Trump and Peter Navarro have somebody who really knows what's going on. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I was just going to say that what we have to look at, I mean, besides the economic war that China's waging on us and the fact that we're helping them to wage it on us, is the, as you mentioned in part of the book, in part of Peter Navarro's book, one of the chapters, the military the military hardware that they've amassed. And also, I like the fact that you mentioned the nuclear deterrent, because there are so many people out there that think that if there are such things as nuclear weapons, that means that somebody is sitting there constantly poised with a finger over the button. Not us, not them. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter who they say it is. Anybody that has nuclear weapons must be a lunatic, is what a lot of the leftist press portrays people who want to defend their country as lunatics. Because as you were saying earlier, I think I heard mention of the libertarianism being the open border party. The open border supporters, and I mean, if people want to come here and they want to be here legally, and they want to help protect our country and promote our country and build our country.
Have you spoken to the president?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It sounded like I was having a cross conversation there, but anyway, if they want to come here and do those things, then I have no problem with it. But they have to do it legally. And I'm not saying we should just, you know, have basically a screen door or something for a border, because for all intents and purposes, we don't have a border right now. And that's all that the libertarians want, is that kind of a border. We need to have a strong central identity of our people, of our Americanism, our Americans. Americanism, not globalism, obviously, as Donald Trump said. And that's, I mean, the John Birch Society said it many years ago. I think you said you were a member at one time, and I was awakened before I became a member, slightly awakened, but then when I read a book called The Business End of Government by Dan Smoot, the cover of the book was a wake-up call by itself. A gun pointed at you, and you probably read that book, right?
Yes. Now, Tim, let me do this. I want to go to Donald Trump today. Let me play a little audio of Donald Trump today talking about the things you're talking about, George and Peter Navarro. Let me do that right now before we run out of time. All right. And, Tim, thank you so much. Let's go, folks, to Donald Trump today at Mar-a-Lago, his home and resort there in Palm Beach, Florida. And here he is. Behind him, I see General Mike Flynn, and he's right behind Donald Trump. The audio is a little bit rough because it's ambient sound, but he addresses a few things. So let's listen to him. It's only a minute long. Here he goes. That's Donald Trump, our man, today.
Reevaluate your plans to create a Muslim register and Muslim immigration in the United States?
Hey, you know my plans all along, and I've been proven to be right, 100% correct. What's happening is disgraceful. Anyway, make sure everything's fine, folks. Nice to have you here.
Have you talked to President Obama at all, sir?
I have not. 2 days ago, but not recently. Not since.
Your comments about the Strzok attack in Berlin being against Christians, do you think that this might... The attack in Berlin being an attack against Christians?
Well, who said that? When was that said?
I believe you said it in a press release.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how this might affect...
That was pretty rough.
The
little bit of audio from Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago today. But one of the things he said was that the attacks in Germany and Turkey are terrible, and they he said, I do not intend to reevaluate my plans to ban Muslims from immigrating to the United States, and he's saying that he had been proven right. He said, you know my plans all along. I've been proven to be right, 100% correct. What's happening is disgraceful, Trump told reporters Wednesday when asked whether the recent violence has influenced his proposed Muslim ban. And then he said... He says innocent civilians were murdered in the streets as they prepared to celebrate the Christmas holiday. ISIS and other Islamist terrorists continually slaughter Christians in their communities and places of worship as part of their global jihad. So that was Trump today. And so very, very encouraging there. And then also the appointment of Peter Navarro as the director of the National Trade Council. That also very encouraging and very good to see the level of expertise.
Yeah. It names Death by China by Peter Navarro, a hunted around the internet. There are zero copies of that book available anywhere in paperback unless you want to pay. The starting price I saw was $124, and it goes up to $600-something. You think someone's trying to suppress this book?
Yeah, when I saw that just moments ago, I asked the same question to myself. How can this be? Because, let me tell you how it works, folks. Amazon it has the ability to reprint any book with print on demand. So there's no excuse for a book being unavailable. Amazon itself can print them, any book. If you order it, they'll pay. They'll
and not
print
just
it.
Amazon, tens of millions of companies could print on demand.
Right. This is a very good book, and the cheapest copy I see in hardcover is $97.
Why isn't there 40 million copies of this in circulation, and every ninth grader in all of North America should be required to read that book at least once a year? I wonder why not.
Yeah. If you want to get a new copy, it's starting price $228, and there are only two available. So, that book is being suppressed, no question about it. And the there you go. Let's take a look here at the as I went through the supermarket stand this week, the two great, the Globe and the National Enquirer, are doing the great work that they did during the election in helping to elect Donald Trump. They've got the Globe has a story on Hillary Clinton having a complete mental breakdown and emotional freak out in her luxury hotel room on the night of November 8th, throwing things, breaking things. And it describes Bill Clinton and Chelsea as frantically trying to get their mother and wife into sufficient shape that she could go to the podium and address the thousands of her supporters that were there assembled in the Jacob Javits Center. The reason, if you remember, when John Podesta took the podium and we saw no Hillary, what had actually happened is that Hillary was completely drunk, completely stoned, having an emotional breakdown, and Bill and Chelsea were frantically trying to get her, shape her up, which in vain.
Wow, man. Wow, yeah. Man.
So, and, swearing. And so John Podesta, in that very strange appearance, took the podium and said, everybody go home. There's more to this story. We'll talk to you tomorrow, as if there's some big deal, some big development. What had actually happened is that Hillary had early on had called Trump to concede. She had called him, but she then started drinking and freaking out and was not in any condition to be able to take the podium. And so it was a long time before we then saw Hillary again. And of course, you'll notice Hillary has disappeared from the airwaves and cameras. So that I think this breaks
down. She's in Haight-Ashbury now, James.
Yeah,
she's digging the sounds of the strawberry alarm clock.
The Globe points out, boy, this really underscores the fact that we dodged a bullet when Hillary did not make it into the White House, because this is a person truly unfit, a truly dangerous person. That's in the Globe, and then in the National Enquirer. Great cover story on Donald Trump moving forward with his program and aggressively moving forward with a great program. So these tabloids, which have weirdly, the tabloids have become the most reliable national press as long as we still have the Washington Post and the New York Times just being really basically mouthpieces for the left. And they're not newspapers anymore. I'm looking now at another, basic national newspaper we have, which is Matt Drudge's webpage. That's a national newspaper now that we can rely on. And, of course, the top story there, the Berlin suspect. Let's shift our focus here from Peter Navarro to what occurred in Berlin. Berlin suspect dodged deportation with Duldung. Duldung, apparently, is a crazy policy of the Merkel government. They have arrested this guy numerous times He was in jail in Italy for terrorist activity in Italy. He gets to Germany. They let him out. They all they did was shadow him very inefficiently, very poor job. They shadowed the guy. Boy, was Donald Trump's was he vindicated with this Tunisian in Germany. Yet another one of these people who should never have been allowed to stay 5 minutes in that country. And people now paid with their lives for this. We'll talk about it right after the break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're in our last segment here on the Trump phenomenon. As a closing thought, let me read you some prose from Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party. This is on his website, the premier webzine in the universe, I believe the OccidentalObserver.net. He says, Dr. McDonald says, I'll kind of jump around in his little essay, sort of a Christmas, New Year's appeal for help for our Patriot websites. We are living in very exciting times. In last year's appeal, Christmas, New Year, I noted that, quote, he's quoting himself from a year ago, a major political candidate is saying things that have been kept out of the mainstream for decades by a corrupt elite consensus on immigration and multiculturalism that dominates both the GOP and the Democrats. Suddenly, Kevin McDonald writes 1 year ago, people are waking up to the fact that a very large number of white people are furious about where the U.S. and the rest of the West are going. Unquote. Then, writing today, Kevin McDonald says, Donald Trump understood the anger in white America far better than anyone else. Think about that, sink in. Far better than anyone else. And he was willing to say what they wanted to hear. That's my explanation for his success. Most of all, the white working class, 72 to 23. I love that. and that's what, right, folks, when you're 72 now, you still got to be working. But also white women. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Those aren't years. That's Donald Trump's margin of victory. He won with the white working class, 72% to 23. But also white women, with whom he won 53 to 43. And his deficit among white educated women was only 51 to 45. And then he says, Donald Trump's victory has already had dramatic effects, unmasking the treason of the neocons, the huge gap between the GOP donor and media class and the GOP base, and the incredible bias of the media. In this new climate, millions of white people are realizing that it's entirely legitimate to oppose immigration and multiculturalism. And so there you go. He says, no, I think that was the heart of Kevin McDonald's message today at theoccidentalobserver.net. And other websites I'd like to mention here as we go out, please keep in your bookmarks, folks, amren.com, Jared Taylor's website. Let me look for my latest link here. And then also vdare.com. Between the occidentalobserver.net, vdare.com, and amren.com, boy, I think you've got it all right there. And, of course, RBN itself is your premier radio station. I like our website, too, at the American Freedom Party. .us. George, any parting thoughts you have for our audience?
The appointment of Navarro. What a turning point in world history. We're going to take on the Chinese. I can hardly wait. We might as well start now.
Yes. Very good news today coming out of Mar-a-Lago. We'll be back with you again tomorrow as we head towards Christmas. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas out there. We've got a white Christmas here in North Dakota with a blanket of snow. See you all tomorrow night.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.